Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Up next, we speak to the Department of Basic Education in Gauteng. Citizenship or immigration status is not a determining factor in the allocation of school places. That's how Gauteng Department of Education responded to Operation Dudula following its campaign calling for public schools to prioritize South African learners over foreign nationals. The movement led by Zandile Dabula. They visited several schools in Soweto, that was yesterday, as part of a mobilization campaign ahead of a planned schools initiative in January 2026. Warning letters were delivered to 11 schools saying that no South African child should be deprived of education in favor of foreign nationals. So that has sparked some sort of debate. So now, it gives me pleasure to just get some more clarity, we speak to the Gauteng Department of Education spokesperson, Mr. Steve Mabona. Mr. Mabona, thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, and to all our listeners.
It's a great pleasure indeed, Steve. I actually was watching some of the conversation you had with this president of Operation Dudula yesterday. I personally found it disturbing that I think when someone have what we call a selective justice, not wanting to hear what you wanted to say, I found it a bit bizarre. But just take us through, how worrisome is this stance of Operation Dudula to the entire Department of Basic Education in Gauteng?
No, thanks very much. We actually explained to them that what they want to do, it will be unlawful, because they were saying they were delivering warnings to our principals that next year they will be visiting our schools to check on whether we're prioritizing foreign nationals or not. But the argument that we had to put on the table was that we look at children, because the court order was very clear that we don't need to violate the rights of our children. So whether you are documented or not documented, we need to make sure that we teach those children. You will understand that it's not only foreigners who don't have documentation. We also have locals or our citizens who are struggling, who need to be assisted. So for us, we just need to take them through the process and make sure that we support them. But when coming to the admission process, we have a criteria that we use, and we're going to be implementing that criteria. But the required document, we've been saying to parents, they know what we need. We need an identity. We need the certification of a child. We need proof of address, a report card for those that are going to grade 8. We need a clinic card for those that are going to grade 1. So in the placement process, we're going to start with those that comply with our processes. Then at the later stage, we should be in a position to accommodate those that will come and say, I don't have this document. Probably I'm waiting for it, or whatever the reason might be, we should then be in a position to place those.
Yeah. Obviously, stating that the court order that came, and then looking at the constitution of this country as well, no learners should be deprived, no child should be deprived of education. Now, just for clarity's sake, in a case of a matriculant, you know, a child goes to school, but still don't have proper documentation, whether South African or foreign national, doesn't have proper documentation. Now, what happens after writing matriculation? Obviously, results are coming out. Will that particular learner be in a position to obtain their results? What's the scenario in this case?
No, that's the only disadvantage about it. Because if you result, the challenge is that who will do the resulting. So that's the only challenge that we have. And we normally say to parents, let's make sure that, we acquire necessary documentation. Though as a sector will not disadvantage you, because we have a constitutional obligation. But, at the grade 12, you should be resulted. So if you don't have documents, it will be then difficult for you to be resulted.
Absolutely. Now, Steve, just before I let you go, I mean, obviously, when such incidents do happen, but to hope that there hasn't been a lot of disruptions by Dudula yesterday, but that's maybe, you know, a word of confidence to parents with regards to this, because obviously I can tell you now there are parents that now are very unsettled to say, you, what's going to happen now? You know, are we going to see other disruptions at schools? What to be a vote of confidence from the Department of Education to those parents?
No, our message was very clear to Operation Dudula yesterday that we don't have a problem in them having an interest in education or the sector. But whatever they do must be within the confines of the law. If they're going to do anything that is unlawful, then we will not have a choice but to interact with the law enforcement agencies to then come and assist us. And we're very much clear about that, because They were asked questions. They say, if you say you're coming in January, you'll be in our school, what is it that you're going to be doing practically? Because children will be coming. So what are we going to be doing? Harassing children? You know, asking them questions. It can't be. So the message was quite clear to them to say, look, whatever you do must be within the confines of the law. Anything outside that, we will not have any choice but to lean towards the law enforcement agencies who will then probably assist us.
Absolutely. Mr. Mabona, thank you so much for your time, brother. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
It's a very big thank you there to our guest. He's the spokesperson of the Department of Education in Gauteng, Mr. Steve Mabona, just taking us through to you know, some of those issues with regarding to the admission of the learners. But now, when you look at it, learners are admitted based on a set of admission criteria, as he mentioned, which include home address within the school's feeder zone, sibling or siblings already enrolled at the school or previous school attended, work address within the schools. I want you to get it clear there. So home address within a 30-kilometer radius of the school, home address beyond a 30-kilometer radius of the school. So now, that's simple and clear. So the department, you know, citing that citizenship or immigration status is not a determining factor in the allocation of school space, adding that all schools must remain safe and accessible environments for learners, staff, and parents. And the department also reminds all members of the public that legislation does not permit the disruption of schools or the interference with teaching and learning, as the department continues to uphold the rights of every child to access quality education and will ensure that all school admissions are administered in accordance with the law, policy, and ethical government. So, yeah, we thought, let's just bring the Department of Education in Gauteng to help us just, you know, touch base, get an understanding on this as it happens. As you know, that the Operation Dudula has a campaign calling for public schools to prioritize South African learners over foreign nationals. You know, as I've indicated, it's led by Zandile Dawula, as of course the president of the movement. And they visited several schools in Soweto yesterday as part of a mobilization campaign ahead of a planned schools initiative in January 2026. Warning letters were delivered to 11 schools saying that no South African child should be deprived of education in favor of foreign nationals. However, all those rules and, I mean, the criteria, it's actually stating it categorically clear what's needed. It's 12:51 p.m. Central African Time. Stay tuned into the news hour right here on Marcus Sahaba.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.